That's what she says in the yearbook. Actually, it's she might have, but that's what it says in the yearbook, the Sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants and nurses. I'm your host, Doug, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. College football hiring season always goes really strangely, but this year it's gone really strangely. One reason is, maybe the biggest reason, is in the NFL, this would be called a down draft class. In the NBA, it'd be called a down draft class. The University of Florida has for years, every time they needed one, been hiring the next hot football coach, Jim McElwain included. But suddenly, they miss out on Chip Kelly and Scott Frost, who everyone presumed was staying in a recruiting hotbed because everyone is married to the theory that coaches only want to coach in states where the talent all lives within a five-mile radius, is suddenly not staying in a recruiting hotbed and is allegedly going to Nebraska, supposedly. Please see earlier podcast. Just like that, the return of Florida football begins today. With our coaching search, we return the University of Florida to its proper place atop college football. Just like that, they're out of names. And they wind up hiring from inside the league. Mississippi State's Dan Mullen likely isn't who the fans had in mind, and he's been called a safe choice, but he's not. That doesn't mean he's a bad coach. He's a very good coach. It takes a great coach to win big at Mississippi State as he did, but this is the sticking point. Can he contend? Can anyone? Can he contend for national titles every single year like Florida wants? He should, but we don't know yet. In fairness, we don't know anything about any of the coaches hired yet. So many big schools needed a savior, and for all the talk and intrigue and the coaching carousel, there really were almost no saviors available. Texas A&M, Arizona State, and Tennessee now all want year-in, year-out conference titles and periodic national championship contention, I should say. And in Arizona State's case, they should be better. But who's left out there? Kevin Sumlin could work at ASU, although he just got fired because of expectations at A&M. Please disregard this podcast if Jimbo Fisher actually leaves for A&M. In the end, there really, for all the talk and the coaching carousel, were only two established names out there. And even then, did Florida really miss out on Chip Kelly? He's an offensive guru. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach. He scared the hell out of college football a few years ago, and he will again. It's just, could his teams have ever played enough defense for Gators fans? There are some really good assistants to gamble on, and there's always the University of Memphis head coach, but the cake is a lie. Maybe not next year, maybe not last year, but the cake is a lie this year when it came to hiring the obvious hot household name. It took us 6 hours to write. We thought it'd take 6 hours to read. Thanks for listening.